In the next week or so, Governor Bill Haslam is expected to sign a measure called the Juvenile Justice Reform Act. It was supposed to bring about major changes to how Tennessee handles young people who misbehave, but some who worked on the measure say it's coming up far short of its promise. WPLN's Chas Sisk reports.
The goal was to keep kids from being locked up for minor offenses like truancy or violating curfew. Those wouldn't even be crimes if the culprits were adults. Yet in Tennessee, they often wind up getting a kid sent to a youth development center, or as a last resort, something worse, an adult jail. That greatly lowers the chances they'll turn their lives around before they grow up.
Treatment and rehabilitation and not punishment.
That's how Dean Rivkin, a professor at the University of Tennessee, sums up what state law recognizes as the focus of juvenile courts. He served on one of the two expert panels convened to write the Juvenile Justice Reform Act's first draft. And he's not happy with where it ended up.
The original bill, the bill that had been originally introduced, was gutted, is really the best word that I can use.
What Rivkin and other experts wanted to do was curb the power of the state's juvenile court judges. They currently have broad discretion to handle troublesome teens as they see fit, take them into state custody, put them on probation, or require them to go into programs like boot camps or Scared Straight that may not have good track records. But Senate Majority Leader Mark Norris, the measure's main sponsor, says many judges don't want to give up their power.
And all it takes is a phone call from one of those juvenile court judges to one member of the House or one member of the Senate to say whatever they'll say, and it has a chilling effect.
So in the end, legislators got cold feet. They turned many of the bill's strictest provisions into guidelines. But Norris says the measure still provides $4.5 million for programming in rural areas where there are fewer alternatives to incarceration. He hopes that'll be enough to steer judges away from locking juveniles up. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Chas Sisk.